Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. When I learned that one of my friends was traveling on El Camino de Santiago de Compostela in Spain, I had to hear what she ate that impressed her. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School,
yeah.
Don't have to introduce you to Cynthia Glover, a good friend of ours, one of the most knowledgeable travel and food writers I know. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to see you, Cynthia.
And what a great adventure that must have been.
It was fantastic. We walked 140 miles over 11 days. And thankfully, when you walk that far and that fast, you can eat whatever you want. So we ate our way across northern Spain.
Now, that's some of the greatest culinary areas in the world we're talking about.
Absolutely. And the Basque country in particular has a really distinctive cuisine. But one of the things that I love the best is sort of bar food, basic bar food, and it's called pinchos. And that's from the Spanish verb pinchar, which means to pierce. And it's all kinds of food stacked up on pieces of bread with a toothpick skewering it all together.
And that constitutes the whole meal?
That's the whole meal. So people get together and they'll go to bars, like the streets are lined up with bars in Santiago, and you go from one place to the next. Each bar has a special kind of pincho that they like to do, and then you walk from place to place with your friends and have a drink, and very social and very wonderful. And I think it would make for a great party here
at home. Yeah, sure.
No, I'm just guessing, but I bet you the ingredients must have been tremendously fresh and tremendously flavorful.
Absolutely beautiful, especially seafood and also some things like canned seafood. So one of my very favorite pinchos is a piece of bread. It's got tuna on it, and this is very high quality tuna packed in olive oil. And then it has a slice of avocado, some pulped tomato, and an anchovy on top. It's just perfect with a glass of red wine. It's a wonderful thing.
Gee, awesome. Do you think there was any real horror?
So what was the original? Where did this get started?
I'm not sure how old it is, but people will tell you, in San Sebastian in particular, that the very first pincho were guandia peppers. I'm not sure I'm saying that correctly, but wrapped in anchovies on a skewer, topped with an olive to hold it on the stick, and then you have that with a cocktail, and that's a beautiful pincho.
It is.
It's like the old concept of you go to a bar and you give people something salty to eat. Because an anchovy,
exactly.
You mentioned. Were there some others that were favorites of yours?
There's just all kinds. That simple egg salad with an anchovy on top, or poached shrimp with ham and a little dab of mayonnaise held together with a cherry tomato on a skewer. And
Are they truly bite-sized or are they bigger? Do you take a few bites?
It's a little bigger.
It is.
It's a slice of baguette, so it's maybe 3 inches. And maybe the baguette itself is just a quarter of an inch thick.
Got
it's
it.
Little, but maybe 2 or 3 bites.
Yeah, okay.
But the most important is the toothpick.
Now, if we wanted to do this here in Baltimore, do we have all the wherewithal that we need, good fresh ingredients?
Absolutely. You have everything you need. And in summertime, especially, you've got peppers to roast and you've got tomatoes. There are no better tomatoes than there are here in Maryland. Crab. Crab makes a beautiful topping, a crab salad.
Sure.
Fresh eggs from your farmer for that. Sausages that local butchers are making.
Sure.
Well, what I'd like to do, Cynthia, is get a list of these for you. And this sounds like the kind of thing where the name of the dish is actually the recipe.
Exactly. You hardly need a recipe. Yeah. You just need a good pile of ingredients
some
people willing to skewer them.
That's great.
Well, we're going to put it on the website and people can try this at home because it sounds like a really great idea for a dinner party.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, Cynthia.
Always a pleasure.
It really has been a pleasure. Glad you enjoyed your hike.
Thank you.
And you look very healthy for
Thank you very much.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.